seconds. 4BEM on the radio, test again.
For OIM, Walt up here in Edmond, and that radio sounding good.
Walt, how you doing today?
Waiting to get rid of this pollen, boy. This morning I got a runny nose.
Me too. I take 3 allergy meds every day, and until sometimes I got problems.
Here and cut grass, but, and I got some brush I need to burn, but I'm still on my pot of coffee this morning. I can't get going.
That I always got to get my caffeine in the morning. Going out on my morning walk. I've got this back injury. I'm trying to that kind of exercise my back a little bit every morning. So I'm just trying to get going myself.
I've been stand up, hold up. I've had that thing about 4 years, and my SWR went crazy on it. I took it down the other week. I thought coax was bad, or either lightning had got it, and the balun was full of water. It shorted out. So I got a new one in the mail yesterday. It's only 80 meter and 40 meter, and I've halfway got the 80 meter portion of it up. And before I cut grass or burn brush or do anything, I'm going to get that antenna on up in the air. It's top priority for me. I had a stroke. I'm 73 years old. I had a stroke a little over 2 years ago and fell out the door of my shack and broke my neck, and I ain't able to do too much. I sure can't do no climbing. I've got a rod and reel out with a big sinker on it, a 50-pound test line that I'm going to throw across some tree branches and pull that thing up.
Launch with antenna launch. Some people fail. You're something to a tennis ball that they shoot it up in the air.
When I was younger, I used to make those beer can cannons or a spud gun to shoot potatoes, but they don't make those steel beer cans anymore. They out of aluminum, and it'd probably blow up in your hand. I thought about getting some PVC pipe and making me one, but for right now, the rod and reel works good.
It works for you. So you calling the net tonight?
Yeah, Tuesday night is my night, so I got to get my logbook out and start making it out. Last week, I had about 50 people check in, and I ran out of room on it, and I had to start scrambling, flipping pages, and then go back and count them. I always number my page. And, man, once you get one little thing to confuse you, 3 or 4 people's done checked in, and you've done missed their call, missed their name, or their location, or something. And that's not going to happen tonight if I can help it.
What you mean? You try to write down everybody's call signs, and then what gets me, they spell it phonetically, and then...
Because you're starting to break up now. The tail end of that, you are starting to break up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're clear now.
Remember those Verizon commercials? Can you hear me now?
Good.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Well, I'm in a little bit of an RF black hole, but I just got, I had recently got a new CMR HT, the Anytone 878 Plus. But then as soon as I ordered it, they came out with the 878 two plus. And I was like, well, you know, I got to get that. I got to get the new one. So I ordered the new one, just sent the old one back. This one actually seems to have a little bit better, the sensitivity on the receive and with the squelch. But I'm still a little bit in the black hole. It's almost on the rubber ducky right now. But I'm gonna for the net tonight. I got a new diamond. I think it's an SRJ77CA. Antenna. Anyway, I'm going to stick my new antenna on it tonight and see how it goes. So just that's part of the reason for a radio check. I just, walking up and down the street, and I just get, there's just a bunch of spots where I can't receive. But then I, move 6 inches to the left or the right.
So you got 2-meter mobiles around. I'll buy them off of QTH or either QRZ, where they say it's a tech special, and I'll fool with them and get them on the air. And then I hear some new ham come along that's trying to get him a radio or got a Baofeng, and I'll end up giving them a radio or selling it to them for what I got in it. And I was damned, I didn't even have a HT, and 2 weeks ago I ordered one of those new TYT handhelds. That thing's rated at 10 watts on 2-meter, and I've hooked my power meter to it, and it'll put out 9 watts on this frequency, and if you go on up higher, you'll get 10 watts out of it, but below this, it's usually about 7 or 8 watts, and it came with the short rubber duck, and then a longer one that's about 2 foot long, that gives you more range, but that thing, at the 2 foot long, you got to keep it in your hand, you can't clip it onto your belt, and that's about the only HT I got now, and I've got some good signal reports off of it, but sometimes you go to key the thing up, it's like the push-to-talk button ain't making good contact at times.
My radio was one of those TYTs. It was one of the cheapest ones they got, the MDUV380. But, man, I didn't know they had a 10-watt version. But, that's interesting. Yeah, that sounds like about twice as much output as the one that I got. But, I like little things. I like things about my little TYT MDUV380. But when I switched over to the Anytone, the Bridgecom Anytone, it seems like it handles a little bit better. But just for analog, it seems like the one that I have works pretty well. But they're so fast coming out with new models and adding new features and stuff. Sometimes I wonder how much time they spent testing it.
Static. You're trying to say something, but it's just static.
Man, I'm not exactly sure why. I'm going to have to throw my new antenna on here. Not sure if you can hear me or not, but I'm about at the end of my walk. I'm probably about to head back in, but I will be checking in with you tonight. Hopefully you can hear me, but if not, I'm just going to say 73 for now. Tonight on the net,
AM4DM. I caught part of that where you said you'd be checking into the net tonight, so I'm going to clear on out and finish this cup of coffee and get out there and get that antenna up. This is K4OIM, I'll be clear.